Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha. Greetings. Welcome, everyone. I'm Lana, inviting you to enjoy another session of the Coconut Wireless, broadcasting from Station Aloha in the Pacific Northwest. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. As spiritual warriors, the path that we walk on is narrow, and it is constrained by three kapus, three sacred directives. And since you've reached that place of knowing, I can offer these kapus to you today. Love all that you see with humility. In order to love all that we see, this can only come from a place of humility. Live all that you feel with reverence. When we live what we feel, what the mythologist Joseph Campbell meant when he said, follow your bliss. This leads us inexorably toward reverence, an active sense of respect. This is the foundation stone of indigenous mind. And know all that you possess with discipline. And when we know all that we possess, and this includes what possesses us, we find our self-discipline. We can't walk the sacred path without it. This is where so many spiritual seekers, as well as teachers, have stumbled. When we come from the place of humility, we connect with the energy of compassion. This allows us to experience the power of aloha, of love. When we practice acceptance and live what we feel, we are drawn inexorably toward reverence and active respect for everyone and everything we encounter in life. And through knowing what we possess, we find our discipline. And in order to discover who we are, as well as where we are, self-discipline is essential because without it, we cannot progress. Enjoy our day together. Aloha.
The law of one, or oneness. The law of one, or oneness, dictates that we are all one and everything is connected. Everything is made up of universal energy coming from the same energetic source. There are four important points to remember about this universal law. All of the things you can see and all the things you cannot see just appear to take on different forms, shapes, or sizes. Things such as tables, chairs, thoughts, people, all of these things are made up of universal energy. Most likely, with your current mindset, you'll see and view all of these things as very separate components from one another, not interconnected as they truly are in the grand scheme of things. Visually, they appear to be so different from one another. In your mind, with all of these different forms, shapes, sizes, and even colors, that it makes it hard for your mind to understand how everything is connected, or how one thing will affect another. When you view all of the things in your life that way, as separate and individual components, it makes universal laws seem very confusing at best, and impossible at worst. You need to retrain your brain in order to understand and accept that the you're in your secret garden. Just you and the morning light. Beautiful day just unfolding before your eyes. Notice the plants around you and beautiful flowers, the birds, and any wildlife that comes to visit you as you sit quietly, breathing in the air, very relaxed. Inhale with me. Inhale to the count of four. Hold your breath for four. And then exhale for a slow count of eight. And here we go. Breathe in, two, three, four, and hold it, two, three, four, and release, two, three, four, empty, five, six, seven, eight, inhale, two, three, four, and hold it, two, three, four, release, two, three, four, and empty your lungs, three, four, and inhale, two, three, four, and hold it, two, three, four, and release ever so slowly, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now inhale normally. Relax. Relax. And feel the light coming down upon you like a gentle shower. Feel the warmth at the top of your head. And as you feel the warmth travel down your body, you feel yourself relaxing. You feel your scalp relaxing. Your forehead. Your eyes. Your cheeks. Your jaw. Your shoulders, easy breath. You feel your chest relax. Feel your torso relax. Feel your hips relax. Release the tension going out of your legs. Out of your arms, out of your hands, travels down your leg, past your knees, your calves, your ankles, and finally out your feet. Now relax your ears and just allow whatever sound contact your eardrums to affect your heart and then your mind, with nothing and everything. While in your garden, bring up the memory of all those in your life who have hurt you. Allow them to come up one at a time in your mind. Remember the anguish and pain that they caused you, and review the incident or incidents in which this happened. And then one at a time, forgive them. Sometimes this is easier said than done. But rest assured, the goal here is liberation. It's about achieving freedom from all the held negativity from your own past. By offering forgiveness to those in your life for all the real and imagined wrongs that have hurt you, you are shedding burdens. And in the process, you are releasing potentially illness-causing intrusions that may be affecting your personal health in a negative way. The first time you do this, it may take some time, but don't worry about that. One thing we have more of than anything else is time. When you have come to the end of this part of our journey, there is no going back. No allowing your mind to dwell on those hurts and wounds again. You see, in order to be successful, you must practice self-discipline and release them forever. When you have achieved this, you will be free the fears and hate, the grudges and wounds that you've been carrying around with you all these years. And now, offer forgiveness to yourself for the disharmony and the hurt that you have created in others, as well as within yourself. Through your actions, your words, and your deeds. You can accomplish this by bringing up all those you have hurt, even those who were wounded unintentionally. And one at a time, review the incident or incidents in which the wounding occurred. And forgive yourself. And
And as you do, let these memories go. The goal is to delete all these negative experiences from your personal account. You are reviewing your life with full awareness, and you are clearing your karmic debt. In the process, you're offering yourself a great gift, one that no one else can give to you. Forgiveness is healing. Now, while still in your garden, ask for your healing masters and spirit helpers to come now. Greet them warmly and feel your confidence grow in response to their presence. Refocus your awareness on your body and visualize your illness, if you have one. See how it appears to you, as well as where it is located in your body. What color is it? Look also for any negative thought forms or fears about your illness. They, as well as your illness, may appear as dark gray or even black shapes. Focus on your breathing. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Now turn to your spirit helpers and ask one of them to come forward with the cosmic vacuum cleaner. Watch the spirit gently running the nozzle through your energetic field from your feet to your head. And as you breathe out with each exhalation, release your illness intrusions along with your fears. Release as well the pain of your disease and see the dark knots and granules being sucked up by the vacuum. Clearing and more clearing. When your field seems clear of any darknesses and your body soul is free of any doubts or fears, express your appreciation to the one who has served you. And then focus your awareness upwards and reach for connection with your oversoul, your utterly trustworthy immortal spirit, the one who hovers over you always, your higher genius, that Holy Spirit. You might suddenly see it as an angel, your guardian angel, which it is. Or it might appear as a beautiful glowing orb of light, just there, right above you, greet it with your love. Remember, this is your immortal essence, your God self. This is you there, the one who loves you and who will always love you, the one who listens to your prayers. Redouble your concentration now and ask your Oversoul to send down its healing breath of power. Watch as the brilliant orb or angel directs a luminous beam into you, sweeping your body with waves of blue light. You may feel a prickly rush of sensation, like the effervescence that appears in your throat in response to a gulp of soda water or a glass of cold, bubbly champagne. Perceive those bubbles as your white blood cells awakening and responding to the infusion of power you are receiving. Feel them percolating throughout your entire body, attacking any remaining gray wisps, granules, or fragments, and replacing them with blue light. Hold your focus for as long as you wish and enjoy the sensation. And when you feel ready, ask your Oversoul to sweep your being with waves of green light to restore all those cells, tissues, or organs damaged by your illness, if you have one. Allow the configurations of this healing green light to infuse your weakened body with courage, filling your soul cluster with confidence that your illness is being overcome and your body heals. Conclude this portion of your journey by asking the beautiful orb or angel hovering above you to descend. Invite it to come close to you, and then ask its permission to get inside it. And know that this permission is always granted. Feel your Oversoul surrounding you like a shield of protection. Feel the tranquility flowing within you and know with absolute certainty that you are within the field of your immortal self, that you are in a state of grace. Feel the joy of reunion and know with absolute certainty that you are loved unconditional. And then turn your thoughts towards someone who you love deeply. Love is meant to be shared. feel your love for that person flowing around and through you. Feel the deep peace of aloha within your heart. And then softly repeat these words. Heal. 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 Do so for as long as you wish.
Magical day. Aloha.